Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Hector Barreto back on the show. Hector is a longtime friend of mine and yours too. He's the chairman of the Latino Coalition, former administrator of the Small Business Administration. That's when he first became a friend of ours in the show. He is the author of The Engine of America, and that's one of his books, and his family is a longtime American entrepreneurial success story, and he continues to be a great national leader, and he's our good friend, Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's great to be with you and your listeners. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're always welcome here, Hector. Thanks for being here. So you got big doings going on this week in Washington. Tell us about it.
You know, it's our annual Small Business Summit, and we've been doing this now for probably the last 10 years, about six of those years with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So We start the America Small Business Summit today. We have full activities today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday we do a Latino Coalition Business Summit, and we're going to be up on Congress talking to a bunch of elected officials. So it's a full week, and we're excited to be back in Washington.
Well, I'm sorry I'm going to miss you guys. You know, I'm usually up there. Usually when I'm interviewing you on a day like today, I'm in the city with you, but I couldn't work it out this time, and so I'm glad things are going well up there. I know Giovanni Cortolo, our buddy over on the small business side of the U.S. Chamber, he's given us some good reports on what's coming up. But the Chamber Council, the Small Business Council, meets this morning, and then about lunchtime, the whole thing kicks off, right?
That's right. In fact, I'm speaking at the luncheon, and it's a great luncheon. It's the Young Entrepreneurs Association. And, Jimmy, I don't know if you've seen these kids before,
yep,
but they're the future. I mean, these are some of the brightest, smartest, talented kids you're going to see. And they're not just kids. They're entrepreneurs. They're already in business. These are young people who have a lot of great ideas and great personality, and they're here competing for awards. And so I'm proud to be able to speak to them today at lunch.
Right, no question about it. No, it's very exciting what we're seeing. I just hope we can keep this going because we need more entrepreneurship in America, don't we?
That's absolutely right, Jim. You track this every single day, but we have less people starting businesses now than we've had in decades, and that's going to be a big problem for us in the future because I don't have to tell you, you know, the jobs, the innovation, you know, a lot of the new ideas,
yep,
come from these small businesses. And it's really something that's helped us create our middle class in this country for many, many decades. And if we have less small businesses, we're going to have less opportunities and less economy. So it's important that we motivate people.
I'm sorry to say that I predicted this lack of entrepreneurship back in 2009 because I said that the source of funding for most startups across Main Street is personal credit, access to personal assets and credit. And one of the reasons why we had the collapse of 2008 was the loss of personal equity and credit.
Yeah.
And so that I knew that was going to be a tough time. But what do we got to do to get the millennials to be more entrepreneurial? The surveys show that they're less entrepreneurial than generations past. What are we going to do about that?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. You know, I really believe that a lot of it has to do with their perception, and it's not just a perception, it's the actual reality of the environment right now. There's a lot of headwinds still, a lot of uncertainty. You just hit one of them, and that's access to capital. It's still harder than ever for businesses to get access to capital, much more difficult now than it was when I was running the SBA. So that's a big problem. But also, there's this fear of all the risk involved in being in business. We still have a lot of businesses that don't make it. You know, 50% fail in the first 4 years. It's harder to get a contract from the federal government or a corporation. And then on top of that, you throw on all of this regulation and all the costs for running a business now, whether you're talking about taxation, whether you're talking about health care costs. So when they look around and they say, okay, why would I go into business
right.
when it's so risky and it's so expensive and I don't really feel that things are going to change anytime soon. So,
I want to talk I want to talk to you some more about that after the next break. But before we go to the break, I want you to give us the website. Tell folks how they can find you and what's going on this week.
You can visit us anytime at thelatinocoalition.com. You don't have to be Hispanic to get information and come to our events. Thelatinocoalition.com.
And it's right there. And big stuff going on today and the next 2 days at the U.S. Chamber. And go to the Small Business Summit. I think it's another smallbusinesssummit.com, I think, will get you to some of the events, including the part that Hector's playing, his organization's playing in that. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.